We back.
Are you not right? Well, you know, we were talking about comic book shit, but now we're getting
on. All right, so we're on this whole new shit. I'm wanting to show them this shit.
Oh, fuck the comic book shit.
My whole new gig. You know, we've been on slap boxing, and that was like a main ass gig slapping. For a minute.
We haven't gotten into
ass slapping. No, we're gonna start with this though. So, yeah. My new thing is multiple personnel MMA fights. So there's more than one person, and this is an insane handicap fight, and I'm just gonna let you watch. This is 3-on-1 right now. You just let me know.
What you see that dude's tattoos?
They're absolutely fucking terrible.
They're horrendous.
Let the man be him though.
Oh man.
Yep.
Look at this.
Matching. Yep.
Are those all three of the same dudes?
They're probably fucking brothers, dude.
They just do shadow clone jitsu.
Shadow clone jitsu, dude. This is the perfect representation of real life shadow clone jutsu right now.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, look at this guy's
face.
Those
are the most Irish tattoos I've ever seen in my life.
I don't even think he's Irish.
I know, but look at those are like so
look at this.
Irish.
Look at these three guys.
Jesus Christ.
Just fucking...
Dude, he's getting his ass. Oh my God.
Yeah. One just holds
Jesus
him.
Christ.
One just holds him down while the other two just One holds him down while the other two just fucking mollywop his face.
Yo, they were mollywopping him like Omni-Man to Invincible.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So that's that one. Let's check this. Nope.
That's insane.
We're gonna check
that's
this one
insane.
Out. This one I have not seen.
Look at these.
We have three fucking Vikings.
Dude, those are the most Viking dudes I've ever seen.
They are definitely brothers. Yeah. They are brothers.
Oh, dude. The one with the ponytails.
Oh, my God. We have an android for the announcer.
This looks like the dude from Detroit.
It looks like he could be in Ratchet.
He looks like Mason.
What is up with these rings?
Is that Action Bronson?
That is Action Bronson's fucking brother.
In the new UFC game?
Climb Action Bronson.
Climb Action Bronson. Climb Action Bronson.
What is up with this crazy ass ring, dude?
It's like a square that cuts in.
No, dude, it's a fucking rectangle.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. It's like that.
No, you said square.
No, I said it's like, well, you know what I mean.
It's a rhombus. No, it's a rhombus. Dude. What is this shape?
Is this a rhombus?
Oh my god, bro. What is... Oh my god.
I don't remember.
So we got three like light heavyweights against a fucking heavy... Well, no, I'd say welterweights.
I don't know.
We got
man.
Three heavyweights against a fucking heavyweight.
I got faith
Climb
Action Bronson!
Took one out. Climb Action Bronson with one.
Oh,
two.
Climb
Action Bronson. Climb
Action Bronson.
Took two of them out with power punches.
Jesus Christ.
This man's a beast. We still got Big Beard coming in, though. We got the middle man, the biggest of the three, still going after him.
He's out of here.
Still, dude, the first one got knocked, like broken nose or something. Then the second one is
the youngest brother for sure.
The second one's over it.
The second one.
The big dude, this third guy that's still putting up a fight, dude, that's a big boy. I bet he's not as big as fucking Climb Action Bronson.
No. Oh,
Climb Action.
Proved it.
Dude, Climb Action Bronson is just putting all that weight on his goddamn face.
He's out.
He's gone. He slammed his fucking...
Climb Action Bronson's a fighter.
Dude, he just literally used his body weight to slam his face into the ground.
Dude, he laid three Viking motherfuckers down. Like
yeah, dude. No, that guy is Odin.
We need to see this boy. We need to start following this man.
No, yeah.
Does he have Instagram?
I don't even remember what his name was. We got to see what his name is right now when they raise his hand. That guy got fucked up, dude. The first guy that he hit, I think he broke his nose or some shit.
He's done.
Dude, yeah. Like, the first two piece, dude, that guy was immediately gone.
Oh, man, look at these three fucking goobers.
Come on, I need a name. What's this dude's name?
No name?
What?
Oh.
All right.
It's just called Street Fights 3 versus 1.
All right, we're going to get this one.
Yeah, the red ropes look crazy. Who the fuck is this fucking...
I don't know. We're going to skip past this. We don't have the audio on. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Let's watch the walkouts.
Yeah, actually, let me see some hype. Oh my god.
God, dude, the three fighters walking out with just like a goddamn army.
Which one's the fight? All right, I see two.
That's
fighters.
The three pack.
Yeah, okay. I was like, everyone's wearing the same shirt.
Nah, fam, that's the three pack.
Okay. God damn. Okay.
These guys look like Dagestan warriors. Oh, we going 3v3? Is this three versus three?
Didn't I say 3v1 though? Because I'm hooked on this 3v1. I wouldn't mind seeing like a fucking battle.
No, the multiple MMA shit is, well, this is like it's a 5-minute video. So I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Well, maybe it's like a battle royale. Well, maybe situation. It's like, yeah, an elimination situation here.
Oh, okay. And maybe the one dude. Oh, it's like teams.
It's like a tag out situation.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Oh. Some tag team MMA kickboxing shit. Knocked him.
Come on.
Knocked him. See? Oh, stayed in.
No, this is tight.
Dude, this is kind of sick.
I'm going to have to get the link to this.
So I think if they knock him out, they tag out.
Yeah.
And maybe they're just done like some dodgeball
maybe
shit.
Maybe there's like a
that's
bracket.
Two knockdowns, dude.
Maybe there's like a bracket.
I don't know. This is crazy.
This is good.
I need all this.
Oh, you see that spin? Ooh, this
dude,
boy.
I need to know everything about this.
I like this boy.
Look at this
shorts.
Ring, dude.
This is crazy.
What is
ring.
Up with it, dude? Look it's at all so the people slender. There. Look at all the people there, dude.
This is loaded.
And like.
This is more loaded than the TikTok fighters fucking arenas.
Dude, this is insane.
The TikTok fighters don't even get this much people in the
arenas.
I
have never seen anything like this.
Nah, dude. This is... Imagine
it's called Thermopylae Team Combat?
What the fuck?
TTC?
Where is this? We need a Jamie. Jamie.
Thermopylae Team Combat. Dude, I know. Dude, I need a Jamie so bad. It's killing me.
It could be Shiloh.
Well, I mean, I tried to make him hit those last fight, but then he got all quiet, like, but he got too buzzed.
You were trying to get me on to be Jamie, but I don't have the proper shit.
Yeah, no. Eventually, something. We'll get some. Damn, drop that boy.
I don't understand yet. This fighter in the
oh shit. So there's four fighters, four on one.
Oh, fuck.
So all the other ones were eliminated. There's only one left of the other team.
Oh, watch him come
damn.
Back. Damn, dude.
That's crazy, dude. All
right, I was hyping up red shorts hard, but the guys in the black shorts are so
dude,
much
that's
better.
Fucking nuts, dude. That's tag team MMA match. That's nuts, bro.
We've never seen something like this. Not at least in
that's
MMA.
Like Elimination Chamber type yeah, shit. This like, this is tight. Yeah. I'd fucking fuck with this heavy, bro.
Takes me back to what like playing the games of WWE.
Yeah, doing like where you could do like custom matches.
Yeah, or motherfuckers wearing those cylinder glass fucking cells and then.
Oh yeah, dude, keep chatting about it. I'm gonna fucking hit this crazy little roly fucking cigarette with resin embedded in it.
Oh yeah.
Yep, dead resin, not live resin.
This, I'll be honest, this dude in the red shorts though, he's putting up a fucking fight.
You know what?
He's really enduring. He's enduring the pain.
I'm gonna put you through that fucking wall.
He's up against the ropes, but I mean he's surviving. That's all that's important right now. He's surviving. Everybody else got cut out fast. The weak links got out of there fast. He's the strongest link definitely in the chain. Look at him go. Like, I mean, he's enduring, man. Oh man. He's getting dropped.
Dude, did he knock one? Oh, he got back. Oh,
he's
done.
Taking every fight,
he's done.
Though.
He's
but
done.
Dude, he took all four fighters. That's still impressive.
He did?
Yeah.
He fought
fighter,
all four.
Because he lasted every round with each fighter. Every fighter that was wearing black shorts was
oh, dude,
though.
There's more.
And he fought each of them. I don't know, man. This is a good little thread to get into. That's a good thread.
3 out of 3.
Like, that was some of the best fighting, honestly, that
hold
I've
up.
Seen.
All right. Check it out. We got this 3-on-3 right here.
Oh, we gotta watch that. Raw Fury?
Or we got like 4-on-4 right here.
Oh, shit.
That's 5.
Hold on, but the Raw Fury one looks like it goes hard.
Where's Raw Fury?
Right there. You're on it.
Let's go. 3-on-3. All right,
hold on, but pause this.
Pause it.
I'll be honest. These free matches that we've been seeing with these people are a little bit better than some of the matches that you and Shadlow will be paying for. Like pay-per-view shit, you know, while we're sitting here watching it, or even the shit that you guys stream.
Oh, yeah, but we don't know nothing about this shit.
Yeah, but I mean, some of those matches that we'd be watching just are, like, lackluster.
Well, no, yeah, but
this
no, but
so good.
No, but a lot of it we don't pay for.
Oh, yeah.
He pays for the monthly subscription for ESPN Plus. That's just for all sports.
Yeah. Okay.
But for pay-per-view ESPN events, I'm usually paying for that. I like to, I'll pay for the event. If it's something I want to watch, I'm going to pay for it. You know what I mean?
But man,
I'll just have people come over. The last one was fucking gay. Yeah. That was, I didn't pay for that though. That was just a fight night.
No.
There's fight nights like every Saturday, and then there's pay-per-views. There's a pay-per-view this Saturday, but it's not one that I'm willing to pay for. And plus, we're going to be gone anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But watching these, it's like, this is much better than like a lot of shit that I've watched when we have.
No, yeah, for fights. Sure.
Like, these but, fights are crazy.
No, yeah, but I also just appreciate the fucking, you know what I mean? I just love the fight. The
experience.
This is more just, like, fun. This is fun, like, silly yeah. goose time.
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, this is like, oh, fuck. Like, I didn't even know this crazy shit was out here. Like, none of this shit would ever be on the UFC.
Oh, no.
It's just too professional, high maintenance, yeah. you know what I mean?
But, I mean, like, it'd be tight to see this show.
No, I know, but one of the craziest things about this dude is all, like, all this, like, it's like, I want to call it off-brand fighting, but when you see
all the fighters in the arenas.
And the arenas and the amount of people and the publicity of it, like.
Professional in their area.
It's like, fuck, dude, I'm missing out.
Yeah, it's just, we're in our area, so UFC is professional to us. But in their area, that's professional.
Yeah, they're probably like, yo, UFC ain't got nothing on these 5v5s.
Yeah. You know, they probably watch our fights and they're bored.
Yeah, they're like, fuck this, dude. Yeah,
they probably.
You got two dudes wrestling on the ground for 25 minutes? Get out of here.
Yeah. Like, you know, they watch this shit and they're like, go home.
They're like, dude, we have 50 fights in 2 hours.
Yeah, like, I don't want to watch your fucking pay-per-view.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Let's get into this, though, dude. We got three Asian lads right here.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Oh, shit. It gets probably, what? Like, I'm thinking three Samoan lads right here.
Yeah, I was thinking the same. I was like,
Philippines?
Samoan?
Filipino,
yeah.
maybe?
Yeah. Something like that.
It's a battle of the race. Oh, my man got pepperoni titties. Big titties.
Man, I honestly
damn, big boys.
Nah, dude, I honestly feel like
dude, there's like three different weight classes here.
Yeah, dude, I think this team will win.
The Samoans are going to win.
Team Red? I think it's Team Red.
Team Red's got, it's crazy because he has a red mohawk.
Yeah, Team Red's going to win. Well, they have red gloves.
That's you think so? You think Team Red's got it? I'm going Team Blue then.
All right, just for controversy.
Just for controversy.
But I think Team Red's got this in the bag. They just, I don't know though. Team Blue does have some like hitters that look like that they are fast.
Dude, these know? 3-on-3, just to like put in some clarification for everybody, like every person on each side of the team is a different weight. So you definitely got three different weight classes on each side of the fucking color.
Like the light and the middle and the heavy.
No, I'd say like middleweight, light heavyweight, and heavyweight on each side. Okay. And not like to proportion.
You know me though, I don't know much about the fighting scene.
No, I feel it. Yeah,
I know
this is crazy though.
Many
and you can tell these guys just like signed up for it because they all have like obvious like shorts that they bought.
Oh yeah, no,
this
sponsors.
Middle dude, he has UFC Venom sponsored shorts that he bought.
Oh yeah,
those are UFC brand shorts.
Yeah, but it's not like real sponsors.
No, I love it. Like, no, I love it though, yeah. Dude. I fucking love it.
It's
like,
just
like
shit that they probably buy.
Like, cause dude, that's probably like if I got in the fight, like I'd buy some of the UFC shorts and be like, I'm about to look legit. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
But yeah, dude, it's so good. Look at their octagon. Like, dude, this is actually legit. Like,
dude, it's know, this is legit. There's like, dude, there's like three. Dude, probably there's probably like 500 people there.
Well, I was gonna say it's probably like a 10,000 people arena. Yeah,
but there's like 500 people there.
Yeah, like yeah, like.
Oh shit, belts? Dude! There's three belts. What so the whatever fuck? Three fighters win, there's three champions.
Oh no, dude! This is professional.
This but is crazy. This is,
I like this. Oh look at this guy.
The Mohawk guy is crazy.
Oh, he's getting in it.
Dude, I bet he's gonna bite somebody.
Watch him get laid out. He just steps in, gets
immediate
laid the fuck out immediately.
He just ain't even shit.
I have faith in Red Team so hard just because
I know, dude, we got to get to the fight. This is fucking taking way too long.
Yeah, they are really hyping up.
Yeah, dude, the pageantry is like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm like, I appreciate the pageantry, but like, let's get to the fight.
Let's get to the fight. Here we go. Here we go.
That's all we really want to see is what the fuck do these
dude, this is a wave of orange chicken. Oh, bam!
Oh man, that big boy took down the red gloves.
I don't know who to look at.
Yeah,
damn.
Me neither. I'm like stuck on everybody.
They didn't go. They didn't stick to their proper weight proportions.
No, dude,
though.
Not at all. I thought the chubby blue gloves was going to take on chubby red gloves.
They like, did exactly what I thought they were going to do.
Dude, this is wild. This what the?
They did exactly
dude,
what I thought they were going to do, bro.
Dude, this is insane.
I know, because if they take somebody to the ground, then they can double team.
Yeah, dude, it's like, oh, yeah, exactly. He just started hitting him.
Hitting the blue guy.
Oh, man.
This is insane. Come on, get him, Mohawk.
This is good, though.
Mohawk, do something. He's like, I don't want none of you. I'm a double team.
Oh, he focused on his homie trying to help him, and that blue guy came and started giving him hands.
Oh, come on, man.
All right, I might have had too much faith in red team.
They're going to stand him back up. They're going to stand him back up, split him up.
Blue team was doing really
good. No, blue team did really great right now.
Really good.
Blue team fucking cracked red team with a
what? Not worth the pay-per-view. Everyone thinks, like, with all these people that are influencers, they're going to
watch real fights, you watch MMA.
Yeah, they think because they're influencers on TikTok or YouTube that they're going to make so much streams on pay-per-view.
And they're really ruining the boxing sport because they're taking money away from it.
Yeah, from the real professionals.
At first, it seemed positive because they were bringing more attention to boxing, but now it's just ridiculous because anybody can just go do it.
Well, it's like how TMG said. It's like, who's your demographic, bro? Like, 13, 14-year-old girls. Yeah. No one's going to pay for your pay-per-view. No. So it's like, for them to think that they're going to sell out on pay-per-views and blow out actual professional MMA boxers, you're insane.
Yeah.
You're fucking insane.
Yeah.
You're, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, nah, dude, for real. And, like, for the most part, they are actually getting money from those illegal streams.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, they're influencers. They're going to get money some way, somehow. They're on the internet.
Yeah,
and with how big they are with TikTok and Instagram and shit like that, the loopholes for them are kind of insane, honestly. Yeah. Like,
I don't know about you, little dog. I'm about ready to close out. I'm getting hungry.
Well, you want to finish this and then we'll close out?
I say we close out and we'll watch this.
All right.
All right. We're going to end this up. It's been a good one.
It's been a good long one.
Yeah. Hour and a half, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We out.
Yeah. Alright. I just thought you'd want to know.
Alright, we back. We had a little complication. We were talking. We got too carried away. I wasn't paying attention to the time, but we are back from break. We were talking for 15 minutes about Venom, so we're going to have to dip back into the Venom shit, because it was nice.
I'll try to speed run most of the while.
Just get into it, bro.
Well, I remember I was talking about the first Venom movie. I was mainly disappointed with the first Venom movie because, like, I don't want to, like, be like, oh, I hated on it too much, because it's like, I can't do much better than what they gave us.
It was great. You
know? Yeah, it's not like I have that experience.
It was great.
Had to make that movie. It was still a fun movie.
It had greatness.
Yeah, it's just seeing that they wanted Carnage to be the first villain, and then they changed it so fast to Riot, and that Riot was so much like Carnage. I still enjoy the movie, but watching Riot, it's like, this isn't Riot. This is Carnage.
Yeah.
Is like a comic fan. See, to a casual audience, though, it's like, it's fine.
You want
to
know what I think what they did with that? Which is like such a Sony thing to do. Mm. Is they already had the game plan, right? The strategy for the movie. But then, I bet Woody Harrelson caught some wind of it.
Oh, yeah.
And was like, nah, fam. Or like somebody there was like, wait. I got me an idea.
See, I don't think they casted him.
No, but hold on. No, I know. But this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, I bet they were like, yo, I bet they were going to do the guy who was Riot originally as Carnage, which probably would have been sick.
Well, because they said that they went back and did reshoots. So I wonder if they did originally cast him as Carnage.
Exactly.
And then they changed it and they were like, well, we'll make him Riot. And then they just like cast Woody Harrelson as Carnage for the end credit scene.
But I think they want, I think that them doing that changed the action. And when they were like, you know, because Woody Harrelson is such a fucking actor, you know what I mean? They're like, the hype alone, we can push that for a trilogy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, push that at least for a sequel. Like, that I think that was like a strategic, it was a good strategic move. I didn't like the look that they gave him in the first one.
Yeah, he looked pretty bad.
He looks great. He looks great in the new pics.
No, he looks great.
And in the trailer. But I get they went for like a comic representation because he does have like curly hair in the comics.
Yeah, but
so that
it wasn't like that though.
and Woody was kind of thick at the time.
Yeah.
He wasn't like
skinnier. Or Cletus is he's like, kinda looks like the Joker.
Well, he's almost a little like he's not too skinny in these new ones, but he's like He's cut.
Yeah, he definitely looks more.
He's cut.
Yeah, cut than he has in a couple of previous movies.
But I'm fucking still overall hyped.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I still love the movie. I'm glad that Steve didn't like the movie, so I got to keep the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, dude. And then I watched it because I didn't watch it yet. Mom was like, hey, do you want this? Steve hated it. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Do I want it?
The most I'll say with them, though, they are
Venom
casual.
Has been my, one of my, my favorite Spider-Man villain forever.
I mean, he's up there for me. I wouldn't say he's my
favorite. Well, I've never known anything about him, though.
Yeah.
Until, you've told me shit or just later years. But he was always, I was like, dude, he's just sick.
The Spider-Man Rogues Gallery is my second favorite compared to Batman's. I'll say that much. I think Batman's Rogues Gallery and Spider-Man's are the best villains of both universes.
Well, you know, they're often, compared
to each other.
Yeah, more than Iron Man.
Yeah, well, they compare Spider-Man and Batman to each other a lot more than most
I think
heroes.
They're, just iconic-wise.
Yeah.
And
the most iconic heroes of their
brands. And their villains. And their villains, you know what I mean?
It's just everything about both characters and villains are great in all aspects.
Yeah, dude. You're if you don't like Batman, you like Spider-Man. If you don't like Spider-Man, you probably like Batman.
Yeah, and if you don't like any comics, I'm sure you know of the characters.
Yeah.
Still. It's they're so iconic that it's like who doesn't know about Batman and Spider-Man?
Yeah. I hate when I meet somebody who's like, I don't watch that stuff.
Yeah. And it's like
dude,
I get you, but it's like, come on. You don't like superheroes?
You've seen something that was cool.
Yeah.
You've
seen one superhero movie that you liked.
And you know what I like? I like showing somebody who doesn't watch that shit something and they're like, that was actually pretty tight. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, bitch.
Get into this shit.
Yeah, motherfucker.
The thing about Venom 2 that I'm hyped about, we got into this about Tom Holland might show up because he's been in set pictures, but we don't know for sure, you know, because who knows by the end of the movie, he could be cut out. Same with RPG.
Yeah, and it also
could have
been just some spam show up for some press.
But you know who is in the movie for sure.
But also the Sony and Marvel deals. You can't also knack the exclusive executive shit that's been
Sony,
going on.
Sony's girl, Amy Pascal, with Kevin Feige.
They've practically confirmed that Tom Hardy's Venom is going to meet Spider-Man at some point.
Down the line.
They've confirmed it.
Oh, yeah, it's happening.
And Tom Hardy's not going to stop being Venom.
No. And Tom Holland doesn't want to stop being Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're not going to, I don't think they're going to stop.
And Sony.
I don't think they're going to stop making Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because he's just going to get older. He's going to grow.
Yeah. And it's already a known fact by now that Sony
wants. He's
a
perfect height.
Oh, yeah. And Sony, it's already a known fact by now that Sony wants to bring back Toby and Andrew and continue their movies respectfully and do right. They want to have multiple Spider-Man going at once. It's already confirmed. They did Into the Spider-Verse. They're doing Tom Holland. They want to bring back all their older Spider-Man.
They could do a number 4 and a number 3.
Yeah, that's what they want to do.
And if they do that, dude, I can die happy.
Yeah, it's like, and I'm fine with that because DC is going to have 3 Batman at once in a year.
And that is
we're going to have Keaton, Batman, and Robert Pattinson all in 1 year. And it's like, yeah, Sony wants that.
Dude, 3 powerhouses.
Yeah, it's
just action.
3 of the best Batman right there.
And dude, I don't give a fuck, dude.
Well, besides
Ben Affleck,
we need Christian Bale in there. Then we would have all 4 of the best Batman.
Yeah, but you know, Chris Beasley's is
Doing Gore. Have you seen him as Gore in Love and Thunder? They just there were some set pictures of him on set.
No,
he's Gore, the God Butcher. Yeah,
I'll wait, dude.
We'll get into that.
The God Butcher. We can't open.
He
that
looks
can of
good
worms.
Though.
We can't open that can of worms.
Yeah,
but no, dude, I just love it, man.
They're doing so much, and it's like,
and
it's so good. This is what we've been wanting
for
years.
This is what I was saying after the fucking, I might have said this in the last episode, or the last part of this podcast, but I might have timed out. But see, I think Warner Brothers is fucking trolling, bro. I think they really got it.
Yeah, I think they
because
got it.
Because, dude,
done. They're getting their shit together.
Because, dude, what they
sure.
have done, I mean,
it's been pretty solid.
Dude, you can knack it.
Not
everything. You can knack some shit for what it is, bro. But
recently.
But dude,
made
it's there, bro.
Shit.
But it's there.
Yeah.
There's something there. And they're doing it.
Yeah.
Then they've got a couple. I'd say about out of 100% of the movies they've dropped, they got a good solid 85.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Percentage of just good fucking shit.
The only thing I don't appreciate from Warner Bros. Is. They do treat their directors
Yeah, no,
and
like
their
shit.
Actors like shit.
Yeah.
Like,
and they've all spoken out publicly about that shit.
And it's like, what the fuck is that shit?
But dude,
it's like, but Zack Snyder, like,
but in the late movement,
dude,
in the movement of release the Snyder, I think that's gonna, I think that changed everything. I think this shit is about to fucking flip flop, bro. Because now all the actors are petitioning and everybody is fucking getting behind them. Like, things are, I think it's about to switch. Like, I think shit's really about to fucking pick up for our DC boys.
See, I know that you don't keep up with Marvel that much, but you know about the Daredevil TV show, right?
Oh, they're coming. He's coming back. I already know.
Yeah, there was the Bring Back Daredevil thing was just as big as the Snyder Cut, but they didn't make billboards. But I supported it many a times because Daredevil's my favorite hero.
I saw him in the position online.
Yeah, and he even showed up. The guy that plays Daredevil, Charlie Cox.
Charlie Cox.
He showed up to all of the like meetings. Like, he's all behind it. And
dude, he's the best.
I love him. He's a great Daredevil. He's one of my favorite dudes. Yeah, but
oh, and you know they're bringing back Johnny Berntes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Punisher movie.
He needs to come back. I hope so,
dude.
But the only thing I'll give to Warner Bros. Is at least they give Zack Snyder at the time of day to come back and give him his 4-hour runtime. But
it's so
like,
good.
Disney keeps saying that they'll bring them back, but it's like until I see it, it's like I'm not going to believe anything because I loved both of them very much. And I feel like Marvel also sidelined, though, everything that happened in Netflix. And it's like not everything that happened on Netflix Marvel was bad. There was bad, but Daredevil was the best part about it. And he should deserve a lot better. That he loves the character, and he's like, I will play Daredevil till I die. But I don't want to get too deep in the Marvel thing, but
yeah.
I do remember talking about the Henry Cavill shit and the Flash shit. But I don't want to get into that right now. We'll wait till after Venom. But I remember Venom 2, what we were getting into was, you know, Carnage is coming into it, which we're hyped about. You know, we're going to see Carnage. But they showed a character that's, because Carnage is an offspring of Venom. He's like his son or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they showed the offspring of Carnage in the movie. The character, the host, at least, you know, the host. Yeah.
The detective?
Yeah, the detective. And the thing about that is that gives me more faith that Spider-Man's going to show up in this movie, or at least in the third, because when Toxin comes around, he doesn't fight Carnage and Venom on his own. He fights him with Spider-Man, but so does Venom. Venom also fights Carnage with Spider-Man, you know, so that also gives me faith that Spider-Man's coming and shit.
Yeah.
But I do think that we will probably get 3 symbiotes in this movie and Spider-Man, because it's like Sony's trying to catch up.
Tight, bro.
Well, Sony's catching up to DC and Marvel.
Yeah.
DC might be catching up to Marvel.
And they're doing
but
it. In,
Sony's catching
and
up
And they're doing
both.
It in the shadows, dude.
Yeah, like
which
fast.
Is sick, bro.
And they're kind of doing it better
but
than
it's
DC.
Sony,
did.
Dude. Sony, like, dude, Sony's the silent killer.
Yeah. I mean, they do make
like
some
Xbox, Microsoft, everybody else thinks they're fucking killing shit. Like, yeah. No, dude, Sony comes out of nowhere like, bitch.
Best systems. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Best systems.
Nah, dude, best.
Best
so,
systems.
Like,
PlayStation.
Oh, fuck, we're not gonna get into that. I was about to go down another wormhole.
But no, I am hyped on that because of all that, and it gives me faith for Tom Holland come back as Spider-Man. And of course, you know, everyone's going to get their chance. I feel like there's so much that's possible now. It's like you can't really say nothing's going to happen.
Yeah,
but
I just can't wait.
We'll continue on to DC train, and I'll get into some of the Marvel train, but. You know, we got into that Flash showed that, you know, he has his new suit in that picture that I was telling you about that looks terrible.
What? Oh, no, you said the show, the movie?
No, the movie, yeah, the movie. But yeah. Ezra Miller, you know, said he's playing the reverse Flash, which is a different version of Barry, and himself is Barry, which is the main Flash, you know. So there's going to be, apparently from what he's saying, I'm not fucking putting this to heart, but from what I've been seeing that Ezra Miller saying is, he's going to be playing a version of Reverse Flash, like a variant of Loki. So instead of them casting someone else.
Yeah, so it's a time variant.
Yeah, it's like a time variant. And I'm like, I'm down with that.
Yeah, it's like an Evil Barry time variant. And it could be.
Like Savitar.
It could be repercussions of Justice League.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's such a good way to continue it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm down with that.
No.
And then that, because that totally leaves the Thons open.
Yeah.
You know, there could still be a Thon. Which, sadly, that's perfect.
It's crazy to think that, you remember in 2018, they cast Will Ferrell as Reverse Flash? Whatever happened to that
dude,
shit?
Dude, honestly, bro, I think it would have been good.
No, I think it would have been great. I was like, dude, I'm hyped on this.
Because, especially if, like,
It would have been crazy.
Especially, dude, if they had most of the movie playing where you didn't actually see him, like, just as Thawne. You just saw him running as Reverse Flash and talking as him because his voice would be fuzzed out because of
distorted.
Yeah, it'd be just, and Will Ferrell's distorted voice would be so sick with the red eyes and shit, all fit and shit. And then finally when he stopped and, like, he pulled down his thing, he was like, Barry.
But I think he'd look so good as Reverse Flash.
He would just have to get lean and fit.
I mean, he doesn't even have to.
Dude, he'd have to be as lean as, remember that movie he did?
You could see No.
But remember that movie, Stranger Than Fiction? If he got as thin as that, he'd be fine.
Oh, yeah. Like, and that's not buff. Yeah.
No, he'd have to drop like 30 pounds.
Yeah, it's like they can make buff suits or CGI. No,
you wouldn't even have to be buff. That's the whole thing. You don't have to be buff.
No, you're a speedster. That shit don't matter.
They're not buff in the fucking Flash show.
No, they're not buff really in the comics. I mean, some comics, yeah, but they're more, they're more athletic lean.
No,
they're
but like I think that's one thing that the CW does right. Like, they're not buffed out.
Yeah. They do speedsters right in the CW. I'll say that much. Because I love speedsters, but the CW does speedsters the best. And people complain. They're like, it's oversaturated. And I'm all, enjoy it, because you probably won't get most of this into DCEU.
Yeah.
You know, the best Flash we've seen so far is in the Snyder Cut.
So good.
Yeah, when he
so
at the end,
fucking good.
Dude, I was like, this is Flash.
Dude, like,
mind-blowing.
Because, dude, like, we've gotten to see the Speed Force in the CW, and that was cool to as much as they could have
done.
That
was like Infinite Crisis in the comics.
But, like, it was just like mind blowing, and the fact that was just shot in his backyard is just like,
I know. And people shit on Zack Snyder. I'm not like the biggest Zack Snyder fanboy.
I
like,
fucking love him.
I love him a lot,
dude.
I love
every single one of his.
Like,
movies.
He's not like my top five directors, but it's like I've never hated one of his movies. And there are things that I don't like, but
even,
it's like I still love the movie.
Even the movie Immortals with Henry Cavill.
I never
before
actually
Superman.
Saw that.
It's so good. It's the one he made after 300.
Mm, okay.
It's so fucking good. And the dude, I love all his movies. Watchmen, it's so great.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Fucking Army of the Dead. I can't wait for Army of Thieves.
Yeah, I sent you that. The Army of Thieves.
That's
thing.
So crazy that he just already had that like in his back pocket. Like,
yeah.
They already
that. I know, because I told you, I was like, I know Zach like from his shit. I'm like, I'm sure he's got plans.
See,
like,
what's crazy, though...
He has plans.
I just hope...
Plans.
Well, see, I know it's going to be done right, because I just hope they don't... I hope it's, like... Because they have to show real Dieter. Like...
Yeah.
Because they can't show him already, like, used to the shit. Because in Army of the Dead, he was like, so what do I do with this gun? Like, and shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he can't...
They got to keep continuity.
Yeah, dude. Like, he needs to be even more Dieter than he was before.
More,
more pure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I had a word on my mind that was good for it.
Innocent.
That too, but incompetent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he's
more
not competent.
Dumber.
Enough.
He needs to be dumber.
Yeah, he's real. He doesn't have a survival instincts yet.
No, because he had none in this one, and then, but he also sacrificed himself.
But I think he has that, though. Zach's real good about future planning.
No, yeah. And no, and see, what I love is that it's still, it is his film. Like, he did this. Like,
it's
and he's
his
just,
story.
But it's so crazy to me, because he just had this, and he was like, all right, 3 months later,
back
what's
pocket.
Up, fool?
Yeah.
What's up? Like, I got another one coming in like a couple months.
Yeah, and you're like, you did not do this in 3 months. You filmed this probably right after that movie.
Nah, bro. See,
was like, all the props are there in the movies.
See,
he did it right after.
Dude, it's just like that video you show, you're like, Zack Snyder's a beast. When he just walks up to the people, when they're like, Warner Bros. Like, yeah, no, I don't release anything. And he just walks up and shows the picture of the Green Lantern. He's like,
yeah.
Smiling. He's like, yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
No, like, that's his whole, he's the man.
That's why I like Zack, because I'm like, he doesn't really care. If a studio is going to treat him like shit, then he's like, fuck them.
No, because, like, they don't do shit.
Yeah, it's like, what's the point?
It's not them.
Yeah, it's like Marvel treats a bunch of
they don't do that
creators.
To Martin Scorsese.
No.
And I don't know if you've watched The Irishman. But I've gotten through 2.5 hours of it, still not done, and I think it's fucking garbage.
I heard that it's not as good as a lot of people.
It's
say it
fucking
is.
Garbage, dude.
Yeah, because, like,
dude, Al Pacino, dude, oh my god.
I heard that,
dude,
like,
dude,
compared to The Departed,
bro,
this is like a 5%.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, it's if you watch it, you're gonna be so fucking mad. Dude, there are so many times that they stutter lines. Rob De Niro. And Al Pacino.
Oh, man.
Joe Pesci on point all day.
Joe Pesci's still killing it.
Joe Pesci, on point all day. My favorite part about the movie. But Rob D and Al Pacino, fucking terrible.
That's why even Rob D it's had absolutely a short part, though, in Joker, because it's like Robert De Niro's getting old. Even he's like, I'm not going
to
be a
no,
big
dude,
part
it's,
in movies.
And it's funny because they try to CGI him and make him look young, but he's got like you know, like resting bitch face? He's got resting penguin face. You know when you do a Robert De Niro impression, you do the face? It's permanent now.
Yeah.
It's permanent because it's he's so old, it's just sucked into his face now.
Well, the thing, too, about the CGI over the faces is that it's good, but it's not good enough to the point where we still don't think it's
fake. No, check it out.
You know, we're still like, that's fake.
No, check it out. We know it's fake.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
It still looks good.
But it's not that bad until you see his eyes because he's supposed to be Irish.
And
so they make him bright fucking blue.
What the fuck?
His eyes are bright blue because he's supposed to be Irish. But his hair's not blonde.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So right, wrap your fucking head around that. Like Irish people don't have brown eyes.
I have hazel eyes. I have brown in my eyes and
just,
green.
No, like, you know? Well, we're mutts as well, but
yeah, but like still we're
back then it
Irish.
Was a little more
pure.
Yeah, but still like
yeah, like come on.
But he does it's just fucking ridiculous, bro.
Nah, like I love Martin Scorsese.
It's literally
and all
just
of them,
a crammed up movie to and honestly the best part of it for me. You want to know? Sebastian Maniscalco's in it.
I actually don't think I know that name.
The comedian.
No, I don't know who that is.
Dude, I will show you right now.
Well, before you get into that, you know what I'll say about Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro and Al Pacino? I love all of them, but you know what hurts? Is that they're all old as fuck now. And I kind of feel like that their shit's wearing thin.
You want to know who else did like phenomenal in the movie? Harvey Keitel.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And looked great.
Yeah.
You could tell they didn't CGI him at all. He just
Harvey Keitel.
See, Harvey Keitel, he ain't let nobody CGI him.
He's like, I'm the man. Boy.
You kidding
Fuck
me?
You.
Yeah, nah.
That's my boy. I'll say I love every Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro film, but people complain and say that Ryan Reynolds is wearing thin. Mark Wahlberg is wearing thin. They're
hell
like they're
no.
terrible actors. They wear thin. Kick them out of Hollywood. And it's like, dude,
hell
how
no.
many fucking gangster mobster movies has Martin Scorsese and fucking Robert De Niro
Look,
done
that, that
no
guy.
One's tired of?
Look.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, he's in the movie, bro. And he plays like a big time gang mobster. He doesn't have a huge part of the movie, but he's in it. And that was my favorite part. I was like, wow. Like, fuck yeah, he deserves that, bro.
Okay.
That was like my favorite part of the movie. Honestly. I was like, dude, seeing him rise from a comedian and being like, he's an old school Italian dude, comes from old school like Italian heritage. And to see him get so big in his fame to earn the respect to be in a fucking Martin Scorsese film with Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Even as shitty as the movie is, probably, it's still a big thing.
It's not shitty, but
it's just lackluster.
It's slow. It's very lackluster, bro.
Compared to, like, everything else.
It's not flamboyant. It's not flamboyant at all. It's not thrillerish. It's just like a tale.
It's just disappointing.
It's just like a tale of crime. And it's boring, and it's very just like, this is what's going on.
Man.
The whole time, they're just like, this is what's going on.
Yeah, because it's like, sometimes,
there's
you
no
know,
suspense.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
But I haven't finished it.
No, but that's.
So I don't know if the ending is worth it.
Oh, no, that's a very important thing that you just said. You know, I enjoy a couple motherfuckers sitting down and talking about some shit. But like how you said, if there's no suspense to it, if there's nothing drawing me in, if there's nothing I don't care about, what the fuck do I care about these three motherfuckers sitting in a fucking table talking about something about?
Yeah.
You know, if there's no suspense to the scene, what the fuck's the point?
What is the point of this?
It's just, that's how I felt in Black Widow. It was like, I was watching this and I was like, there's no suspense when I'm watching Black Widow going to
no,
almost
like,
die.
No,
like,
dude, it's like,
cares?
Oh, it's like, oh, let's just see her family real quick and where she comes from. And hey, you know, we'll
there's
see
this
her.
Villain.
I guess we'll just see her family in the future, maybe.
No, you know, something I wanted to get into with you about Black Widow. So, you know, it's fucked up about something that they just revealed.
All right, hold on. Before we transition into this and go too deep on some Black Widow, I'm letting you know we're at 22 minutes. Are we hitting an hour and a half?
I'm fine. I got topics. I got shit on my mind.
All right, well, let's go then. Keep telling me. What's up, Black Widow?
All right, so as soon as they released Black Widow and all that shit came out about it and people talked about it, you know, like this is the most disappointing thing. You know what came out is that the first Deadpool movie that came out, you know how they had that dude, Ajax or whatever, and he was the villain?
Yeah, dude.
Well, the original.
I love that dude.
No, I like that dude. It's a good movie.
He's a good villain.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But you know what they said? That originally Taskmaster was supposed to be the first villain in Deadpool.
Yeah. Man. Dude, that'd have been... Oh, dude, if it was Ajax.
Oh, shit.
Bro.
Could you imagine how good it would have been?
And, like, Ajax was, like, under some mind control shit?
Oh, man. Even if he was Tony Masters, because that's Taskmaster's real name, is Tony Masters. And, like, he's just the master at all that shit. Like, he's a specialist, you know? Like, he's like an army dude. Like, he's like a Captain America or some shit. He's good at shit.
I don't mean to cut you off. Where the fuck is Miles Morales?
I can't find that shit for the life of me.
Bro.
I've been looking for it. I have the case, but the game is, like, missing.
That's so bad.
I know, and it's Mark's game.
Nathan gave it to him. Mark, we didn't really play it anyway.
Yeah. I beat that
game. I gave him the Spider-Man game, but I'm about to get it back.
I have the Spider-Man game. The game that I gave you was Little Tyler's. He left it here when he left.
So I gave that to Mark?
Little Tyler's? Yeah. I have my Spider-Man
game. I'm going to get it back.
Yeah, I have my Spider-Man.
I want it back.
You got to have your own Spider-Man game.
Well, I want to get the Avengers game. I know all the bullshit about it, but I still got to play it.
I mean, yeah.
And I know if I get it, you're going to play it with me.
Well, no, you know what I think about the Avengers game? Is it might be bad now, but over time, I'm sure it will be great.
It's going to be good.
Oh, dude, give it a year or two, and it'll probably be amazing.
I mean, dude, I'm sure the story is probably good.
The story is actually pretty trash. I watched the story. The story's bad.
I'm still gonna play it though, dude.
It's a bad story.
And I like that. I like the customization parts.
Oh no, yeah, that's like the best part about it.
But it did kind of feel Injustice-y though. Injustice-y too.
No, I think it has great gameplay. It's just the villains are boring and repetitive because it's only like AIM robots. It's just androids that you fight all the time. There's nothing interesting.
So you're facing like evil Tony bots the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Destiny in that aspect. The villains are trash.
Yeah, it's really boring and repetitive, but it's like the gameplay is nice. Like when you play it, you're like, man, this could be, there's so much potential, but that's what I mean. There's shit coming.
See, that's why I want to get it.
There's updates coming. There's shit still coming. So I'm like,
I'm going to get it, dude. Yeah, I think Nathan has it. I'm going to try to buy it off him.
I'm just going to give it a year or two and then I'm going to play it. And then I'm like, all right, this is good.
I got to get it though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But that's what hypes me up though about the Deadpool thing is because I'm like, man, like Taskmaster would have been really good in the first Deadpool. Cause you know what? They would have done right. He would have been what he should have been. Yeah. Cause
they did everything. Well, they've done like everything right.
Deadpool. Well, cause it hurts. Cause they're bringing Deadpool now to the MCU, and Taskmaster is a big part of Deadpool's thing, but it's like, yeah, Taskmaster's probably never coming back because we already know who Taskmaster is.
Well, they could.
I mean, it's a protocol, so they could replace.
Well, it was Taskmaster. Like a military thing, you know what I mean? So it could be another.
That's what I mean. It's a protocol,
and it's saved in some files somewhere. You know, somebody. You know what I mean? They'll find a way, bro.
But it'll never be Tony Masters. Well, that's what hurts.
But
it'll always be like.
But it could be.
It seems like it'll always be like a computer program thing where it's like,
well, Iron Man, but check it out. It could be like this, right? Like, I know this is, you know, it's not Marvel, but just like they were saying, right? They were talking about in the sequel to the next Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, they're going to bring out the real Joker.
I mean, I don't mind that though, because I thought that they would do that in Gotham when they had the two twins. How they had Jeremiah and Jerome. I was like,
oh, so good.
I was like, there's going to
be
so
fucking good.
Well, I was like, there's going to be a third twin with a J name and there's going to be three Jokers. And they never did that. And I was like,
I think Gotham heavily inspired the Joker movie.
You want me to be honest with you, though? The three Joker storyline in the comics, stupid, mad, disappointing, terrible.
In the comics?
Yeah, terribly written and it was done bad. It could have been so good and it was done very bad.
But like the whole thing about like, that's the cool thing about Joker is like anybody can become him though. Anybody can, you know what I mean? Just one, like it's like he says in The Killing Joke, it just takes one bad day.
Yeah. And a lot of people complain about that because they're like, oh, I don't want Joker to be like anybody. But it's like, I don't mind that really.
That's because people are too fixated on the people that have been Joker.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't mind that about Joker. It's because we don't know who Joker really is.
And that's because, see, exactly. We're real fans who know. That's the whole thing about Joker. That's his whole point.
Yeah. No one knows who he is. So
and that's the reason. Yeah. You know what I mean? They kind of lead to it in The Killing Joke, but that's just somebody who became.
Yeah, that was just one person who was Joker.
Who had a bad day.
Yeah, there's been many of Jokers.
And like,
and even Batman.
That's that whole
that.
Thing with The Killing Joke, too. Which I love it. Like, it's like in the end, they're both laughing about the joke. And then Joker just stops. Yeah, he killed him.
Yeah, he kills Joker, finally.
Yeah.
Which he has been needing.
And that's why
do.
Batman keeps laughing, because he goes insane.
Yeah. Which I do like, because it shows that Batman goes to a place that he didn't want to go to, but he does. Yeah. And that story ends
Joker
there.
Broke him.
Yeah, that story ends there. It doesn't continue after that.
And that's
point.
Great. That's what exactly what it needs to be.
Yeah, it needs to still end right there. But, fuck, never mind. All right, I was like.
No, but I do like that idea of them being like, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker is not going to be the real Joker. Like, there's yeah. a. You know what I mean?
He's supposed to be. I remember seeing like concept arts that Todd, the guy that made Joker movie,
Todd Phillips.
Yeah, Todd Phillips. He made concept arts that showed that there was going to be a kid or like someone in the riot that got inspired by him and eventually would become the real Joker that fought Batman, because this is supposed to be before.
You know, I think they should
Batman
pick,
becomes Batman.
I think they should pick the kid who played Quicksilver from American Horror Story.
I never watched American.
Evan Peters.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I think he'd be a good Joker for Robert Pattinson's.
Honestly, I think the guy that plays Pennywise.
Oh, yeah, dude. Skarsgård.
Bill
Hart. Oh, dude. Bill, yeah. Skarsgård, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, he'd be a good Joker.
Fuck yeah. He could do the laugh, dude.
Even Bill Christians. I mean, no, not Bill. What's his name? Fucking Hayden. Or, no, not Hayden. Batman, Bell,
Christian Bell.
Christian Bell, yeah. I'm sorry.
Either that or maybe even Willem Dafoe.
Well, Christian Bell said that he wanted to come back, but he said, I'd be down to come back as Joker this time. Like, he was like,
he was like,
I've played Batman. I'm down to be Joker.
Shit, we're 40 seconds out. All
right, let this one end, and we'll roll into the next
one. We'll roll into another one. All right, we'll be right back. We're back. Episode 42, dude.
42
years. 42 episodes young.
42 episodes young?
Yep.
Haven't reached that, you know, 90s yet. Haven't started to feel Rick and Mortis.
Me and the boy crushing Bud Lights and ripping menthols. You want another
one? Yeah, I'll take another one.
I know you want another one.
It takes me back to my middle school days.
Fucking skid days.
Skid.
You're real skid now.
Definite skid.
Skid Cephas.
A bit rancid of a skid.
It's a bit rancid.
It's a bit. Not much. Maggots haven't got to it yet, that's for sure.
To the rancidness?
To the rancidness.
Oh, man. Yeah. We're just fucking winging it, dude. Episode 42. You know what I mean? Fuck the boys. Seth is back on the cast. We're chilling.
I kind of have a subject.
You got one now?
A little.
You found one?
Not exactly. It just came to mind.
All right. When you...
So TNT's doing their live show tomorrow.
Oh, no, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. And I mean,
we're going to hit it up, dude.
That's a must-need. This is going to be a live That's Cringe.
Wait a minute. So you have a full understanding of what this actual situation is, because I don't even really know. I know is that they said they were going to be live in space.
Not to a full extent.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course.
I know
they're not going Bezos.
Yeah, I know it's just going to be a live show, and I know what they said they're going to do their jokes, but I know it's going to be a live. That's
well, no, but see, well, that's the thing too, though. When you charge for a live show, that's like pay per view. So that means they're doing it so they can have like no holds bars.
Yeah,
probably. And honestly, that's why I really want to do it, because I haven't really got to see them on that type of platform. Like, unless you like. Because, like, you know, I was on Twitch for a while. I was doing the Twitch thing.
Yeah.
And then I was paying for Noel's. Like, I was on there. I was subbing, like, straight up. You know what I mean? And it was cool, bro. But it's like, unless you want. Like, I wanted to have, like, the fucking the voice things in the corner. But that's, like, big tier shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was cool to be able to comment and shit. I just kept commenting, like, so many things. Like, I must have commented Brixton Boys, like, one time. Like, probably 100 times in like 15 minutes. Like, you know what I mean?
You know how hard
just because I wanted him to be like Brixton Boys.
Yeah.
But if you ever see the chat, how quick it moves, it's so hard.
And I know. I know.
To even follow the chat and reply to people, it's like,
this is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand. I don't understand how people stay so into it.
It's just some people enjoy streams more than YouTube. But I mean, it's like the streams also end up for free on YouTube most of the time. And
well, yeah. And well, well, they're edited though. They're cut down. So if you're on Twitch and you're actually subscribed, like you see the whole.
I mean, on his.
You channel, see it all though.
On his channel, there's offshoot channels that take his whole stream and post it.
Well, all. Yeah, but yeah. If you go on the Twitch, no, but if you go on Twitch, it's all raw.
Yeah.
You know what better. I mean?
Yeah.
So in that aspect, it is pretty cool.
Twitch is a whole nother.
No, and see, I was actually thinking, all right, because I was talking to Shiloh about this, bro. I'm thinking about making Just Trash like bigger than just the podcast itself. Kind of want to make it into like a network type situation,
like how I want Surreal Cinema.
Like we'll do like
with animation,
like Just Trash Sports, Just Trash This. You know what I mean? Or other podcasts can be on Just Trash Network. You know what I mean? Thinking about taking it a little bit bigger. Oh, and I got some
international.
I got some
Mr. Worldwide.
Oh yeah. Fucking Mr. 305. Well, why?
Pitbull fandom's dying.
Okay. Dude, that man is crispy as fuck. But no, I got some shit coming, man. I got some shirts being made.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did I show you? No, those are just the logos. Those are the
I mean, I read the description on the post.
Yeah.
The stickers.
Yeah, no, shit's coming.
I read.
So far right now, two shirts have been made, two of the backsides. Because these are handmade. These aren't fucking no bullshit. Well, the shirts aren't, but the logos are. You know what I mean? Mm. So right now, the backs are done. The fronts will probably be done by tomorrow. So I'll probably get the shirts next week, mid next week. And then I want to record a podcast. I'm going to go live the whole time while we record.
So have you heard anything about the Flash?
The show?
The movie.
The movie.
The movie.
No, but we can. I've seen the set photos of Batflick. But I'm like, yeah.
What about Ezra Miller and his new suit?
I haven't seen the new suit. I've just seen the CGI part of his suit. Like the CGI suit I've seen.
Okay.
No, you know, the green screen suit, with the bubbles and yeah.
Nah, there's
and then I've seen the concept pictures, but you know the real live one is gonna be sick.
Nah, it's
because dude, you can't. This last one that they had was super sick. So they have to top it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
No, Snyder Cut was mind blowing.
Oh no, have you seen it now? Warner Brothers is gonna move forward with it. They're going to acknowledge it.
That's what the video I was trying to show you.
They're going to acknowledge it.
A long time ago was this, like, there's really no way forward to move on besides, like, from there. Because it's like the way it left things is, like, unless you restart everything, there's no way to move forward.
No, but they're going to, like, try to acknowledge it. They're going to work it in.
Yeah, it's just, like, you can't move forward from what just happened and act like it never happened.
Exactly.
That's such a big, acting like if Marvel never acted like Thanos showed up.
Or if they hey, Iron Man was never there.
Yeah, the shit that you just saw a couple movies ago, not important.
From what I've been reading and shit, Warner Brothers are like they're working on Man of Steel 2 might be coming now, and I think it has a big part to do with like The Rock. The Rock being such a superstar universally, and being like, dude, he's like super into this shit. Like I think he loves the DC universe because he's like super into the seriousness and darkness of it.
Well, he's been cast as Black Adam
for years. He's been pushing for this.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah.
And now it's finally coming. But it's like, I think Henry Cavill Superman will still be around because he still wants to be Superman. But
He is Superman.
Yeah, but Ben Affleck is Batman. He wants to leave. I'm sure that this is his last performance.
Well, yeah,
Batman.
But they'll do it off right.
Yeah, and it hurts because I think he has.
Did you hear about
so
Patty's
potential? Oh, I've been
Robert Patty's.
On that.
He wants nothing to do with HBO Max.
Oh, I know,
I respect it. I love it.
I agree. You know, he deserves.
You know what I heard though, which is really sad to me, is they went so far to the extent to make Penguin, Colin Farrell, look the way he does, and I heard he has a really small part in that first movie.
Cameo.
But they're already planning on something bigger.
It's already confirmed that it's a trilogy. Like,
and he's gonna kill it.
Yeah,
he's gonna fucking kill it.
They want to focus on the Riddler,
dude. Did you see Christian Bale when his reaction to them telling that Robert Pattinson was gonna be Batman?
Yeah,
He was like, oh,
great
yeah.
actor. Amazing.
He was like, yeah, dude, yeah, bro. Yeah. And now I'm like, I need those two in a movie, bro.
Oh, I had complete faith in Robert Pattinson ever since I've seen his new movies. So
dude, yeah.
Like, oh, he's an amazing actor.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He's knocking this out. Dude. No problem.
The suit alone
is so good.
And the fact that they're paying homage to Adam West is just, like, phenomenal.
It's going to be, I think, a different Batman movie. Because we've never had a serious Riddler.
Dude.
And Riddler is one of the most serious, craziest characters.
But the trailer alone, dude. When he's like, beating the fuck out of that guy. Just one guy.
Oh, he's
just
breaking bones.
Just one guy.
Oh, yeah.
No, like, that dude's done.
Yeah, he's probably dead.
Wheelchair status.
Yeah.
Like, no, this Batman is different. Well, it's supposed to be more detective and dark. Like,
well, I know that, yeah.
And Robert Pattinson has already spoke up about the sequel. He wants the sequel to be even darker.
Yeah. Well, there's a thing, because you know how they're working into Vengeance is like the name for this movie. Like, while they were filming it, they called it Vengeance.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, dude, do me a favor. Turn off the cooler. Okay, hold on. Sorry. Vengeance. I'll remember. Sorry, y'all. We jank. We got a cooler. Just turn it all the way down to the left. Oh, never mind. It's the fucking movie in the background. Turn it back on. Sorry, y'all. We jank status.
All right.
So, I'll be back though.
They said like the first one, the Batman Robert Pattinson one,
yeah,
was working underneath the filming title. They called it Vengeance, and a lot of people are like, "Well, when Batman started out in the comics, he used guns. He was a very violent person. He killed people. What stopped him from killing people is he realized how violent it was. Like, he killed someone, and it was so bad that he was like, oh, like
it's backwards.
He killed someone so bad that he realized like, oh, this is not the way to be going about things, and he changed his perspective from then.
That was the original comics?
Yeah. Like he used to kill people quite a bit.
Like in the first comics.
Yeah, like in the original 1930s. Like he was snapping people's necks. He used a gun sometimes. Like he was a very violent dude. But he killed someone to the point where he realized, I'm no better than the person that killed my own parents. And I think that's where they're taking Robert Pattinson. And in the comics, he realized to a point, I'm Vengeance, I'm the Knight, and I'm the Protector.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are thinking, like, when the second one comes out, it's going to be I am the Knight, and then the third one's going to be when he realizes he's Batman. He's not he's not supposed to be as violent as he is, because the second one is supposed to show how dark he can go.
It's like a whole origin trilogy.
Yeah. People are tired of Batman Origins, but honestly, it's like, if they do it well.
No, they got to just do it right.
Yeah. Am I holding this the right way?
Yeah, you're good now.
Okay.
If it says Audio Technica, it's just in the front.
Okay. I like that because it's like, I like violent Batman, and people are like, Batman doesn't kill him. It's like, you've never seen Batman kill. I've seen Batman kill. I enjoy that violent Batman, but it's like, I enjoy seeing violent Batman realize, oh, this isn't the way. Like when Ben Affleck Batman was killing, it was like, yeah, he was an old tired Batman that was sick of shit and he was done. Like that's the whole point.
Yeah, his mores are a little stretched.
Yeah, and when he began off, that's how he was. So he reverted back to the ways he used to. It's like there's a period between
Batman's life. Superman sparked that new hope. But that's kind of, I understand with like, we're not going to have Batfleck for long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was kind of obvious to his age of Batman when we got him.
But man, he deserves 10 years.
But they need to at least express his full longevity.
He's so good.
It's so good. It's such a perfect cast. And
he should have got his own movie.
But also, HBO Max is still kind of pushing for that. But also,
they're pushing for the series.
But also, like, there's just that whole, that Batverse of that, you know what I mean, just needs to be explored.
Definitely, because it seems like there's so much character and story there that
the Robins, everything, Jason,
and it could be so good.
Yeah,
like I mean, and it's like there was a lot of potential with him. What hurts the most about me with Batfleck is
he's been in so many movies, but his cameos, it seems like, and he's the best part about all the movies. Even Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Well, because his image alone is amazing.
Yeah, but even like him playing Bruce Wayne Batman, I feel like is one of the best ones. Same though with Robert Pattinson.
It's perfect, though.
I want them both, but it's like, we have a good young Batman and a good old Batman.
But we also haven't seen his depiction of this Bruce Wayne. We haven't seen this Bruce Wayne yet. Or this Batman.
That's what I mean. It's like, I feel like if he would have got his own movie, he would get the praise that he deserves. Because he's in all these movies and people shit on him.
Well, he's definitely starting to get that, though.
Yeah. All these people are shit on these movies that he's in. And he feels it. You can see it in him. He's getting tired.
Absolutely.
Of the hate. So that's why he's done. But it's like, I feel like if he got his own movie and people could see how good he is of a Batman, and he got the praise that he deserves, he would stick around for another 10 years.
Yeah, he would stay with it.
Yeah, you know, if he got that praise, he'd be like, oh, dude, I'm in this. Just like how Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., he didn't.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, like, as soon as it popped, they were like, oh, this could be bigger.
But see, even like the first Christian Bale Batman movie, it was kind of, you know.
I love that one.
No, I love it, but people, but there's the, you know what I mean? People would also.
They say it's the weakest.
Yeah.
I think the third one's the weakest.
But you know what I mean? But look at the next two. Came back strong as fuck.
I don't know. I think the third one's the weakest, but that's just because Scarecrow's my favorite villain of all the Batman villains, so I love every Scarecrow.
Nah, but I don't know. That moment, like, when he's about to dip out on that plane, Catwoman's like, you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
You've done enough, but he's like, but I haven't done it all yet.
Yeah.
It was something along the lines of that.
No, all three of those movies are great, though. I mean, you enjoy everyone.
Christopher Nolan, bro.
Yeah, they're all great movies. Like, good. I can't say I hate any one of them. It's just I enjoy the first two more than the third.
And you gotta love Tom Hardy's, man.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people shit on it, but I'm like, I think that's the most realistic version that we could get.
Yeah, that's the most realistic version of Batman we'll ever get.
Yeah, it's like, how can you hate on something that's, dude, like, this is the
dude, like, not even
the
bullshitting,
character.
Bro. Those movies legit had me, like, almost trying to, like, do some shit.
I know. I remember.
I was trying to do some shit for a minute. Remember, I even
trying to become vigilante status.
Dude, yeah, I even had, like, a nickname for it. It was like, a low-key type of bird, but it was still going to be, like, a mark.
It's like, I'm the songbird.
Something like that. It was something, man. I can't remember. I was like, it's going to be where the Ravens or something, like the Raven or some shit. Like, but dude, like those movies legit, like in my fucking high school, I was like, dude, fucking, I'm pumped up. But I'm going to be Batman.
Yeah. But on to the subject that I was saying about Flash.
Yeah.
So I saw the set picture of Ezra Miller in his new suit.
Yeah.
And I'm not one to judge on suits when they're practical, because obviously in post-production, they go back over them with CGI and fix the things that didn't fit right or look right, you know. Same with Supergirl, same with the Batflex suit.
Well,
like, they're going to add the cape in, obviously, on him when he's riding his motorcycle.
Well, the thing with the last suit too, though, is even practical, it looked phenomenal. Like, it looked better practical.
Oh no, I love the Flash suit that he had in the Snyder one. That's my favorite Flash suit.
So this one, they really got to top it.
No, it looked pretty bad, honestly. But
no, I think
I know it's going to look better in CGI, but on him, it looked pretty fucking,
I think it's
bad.
Because it looks like they're going with, like, a more smoother suit.
Yeah.
Smooth armored suit.
I just don't like it. I don't like the new Shazam suit either, but
I dig it.
But, you know, it's something
that
I was reading.
I dig that they took away the hoods. Because I didn't like the ones in the first one. I thought it was too much.
I like the glowing symbol on his chest, and I like the white cape because it takes him back to the first comics.
I mainly like the armor that he has on his arms.
And his boots.
Okay, I think that shit looks dope.
Yeah. I like the white cape, though, because
I like the hood capes, though.
I mean, no hood's fine. I like the hood, though, a lot, and I like the short cape. But even if they took that out, I'd be fine with that. The only thing I'm disappointed is, why did you take out the glowing Shazam symbol? That was the best part of the suit, and now it's gone, and it's like, all right.
Well, yeah, but it's also cool, too, because, like, now it's not too much of a padded suit. Like, he actually got ripped for the suit.
I know, but just keeping the glowing Shazam symbol.
I think him and The Rock linked up on that because they haven't come about it verbally, like, publicly. But they both did the same thing for each new movie. So I think that's, like, I think they definitely linked up on that. Either that or that's just, like, some superstar shit where they're like, oh, he's doing it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. It's like how Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck.
But, dude, they're going to meet, dude. They're going to meet in the third. They're going to lead to
They're definitely going to fucking leave a cut scene at the end of the movie, like a post-credit.
For the second,
right? Black. Yeah, the yeah. second Shazam. No, the it's second, gonna lead into Black
But they're gonna
Adam.
Meet in the third.
Oh, dude, definitely. I mean, I they might even meet in the second, but I think honestly it'll lead into a post credit
scene
the
that first
meets
one,
in the third.
Because the first one they did show him, and it's funny because yeah. like when they do show him, it's like you're like, that's The Rock.
Yeah, you know who it is. If you're a real fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people are like, who the fuck
see,
is this?
But I don't know. Like casual I mean audience. I think casually, if you really pay attention to it, yeah. you can even see like physique wise and everything.
Yeah, you're like
that's the Rock, the Rock, dude.
like, yeah, you know what it mean? Looks like him.
It
yeah.
even looks like The
yeah,
Rock.
You're like that looks like him.
So I mean I don't know, man. Like I think all right, so check it out, dude. Cause you know the way media is and shit, dude, and the way things have been going. Like, I think Warner Brothers, I think they secretly have just been fucking trolling.
I mean, every studio trolls.
Look no, I Disney. Know, but look I think Fox Warner Brothers is trying to do it the hardest.
Yeah, I mean,
cause
they troll.
What
hard.
If they're doing all this, dude, and they're talking to the people? And then, like, to like Henry Cavill, and they're like, "No, don't worry, just
yeah.
keep going,
just trust us."
No, like they're like, just keep acting like you don't know what the fuck's going. Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what's going to happen, but act like you don't.
Yeah, know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
well, he still wants to be Superman.
No,
he's like,
he is Superman.
Yeah, you look at Christopher Reeves, and everyone's like, Christopher Reeves,
and everybody,
is the best, but it's like. Henry Cavill looks just like Christopher.
He is
Reeves.
The best.
Yeah, it's like he looks exactly like the man, but 10 times his size. He is Superman. Like,
he is the perfect depiction of Superman
I've ever seen.
And I've already seen, like, they're like talking about Man of Steel 2. He's in gonna be. They're talking about him.
Well, the only thing I don't like that they did with his Superman is I do like the idea of alienating him a bit and making him seem like, yeah, he is different among humans. But the thing with Superman is in the comics.
Well, they've
is
never
that
done
he's,
that.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've on done film. It in newer comics, but never on film. But in the comics, he is a human before he's an alien. I understand that he's an alien, comes from a different planet, and feels out of place. And
well,
I
see,
like
but they've
that.
Already done that, though.
Yeah, but like, I would like that they show in the movies that he still feels like he's human, but people in the movie make him feel like he's not
well,
human.
No, all right,
they
check
made
it out.
Him seem like he feels like he's an alien, and people make him feel like an alien.
Well, check it out.
It's like, he should be like, I am human, and I am human before I'm an alien.
No,
that's my only complaint.
Hold on, but check it out. I think the reason that they're going so strong on the opposite end of your point is because look what they did with Superman Returns. I think they tried to make him, they made him way too human.
Way
in that.
Too, yeah. I mean,
so
I
and look how bad that flopped.
But I mean, at the end, they flipped it to where he was. They made him. The only problem why that movie failed so hard is they made him.
I still love that movie.
I mean, it's not terrible in my opinion.
I love it, dude.
But they made him too human throughout all of the movie. And then at the end, they made him seem like he was so OP godlike that he could lift a planet of Kirk.
Well, because
that's the thing that ruined
well, because
that
he was
movie,
gone and he didn't feel like he was Superman anymore.
Yeah. And it's there's so many problems with that movie.
No,
it's
yeah.
not getting the Superman.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. But I will tell you this, though. But the thing that I love about it, what made me really fall in love with it is because for years, I didn't understand what was happening in that movie.
No.
I was like, what is going on? This is just like a weird Superman movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
An offshoot.
But then when I figured out that that was supposed to be like, because remember in like the original like Superman 4 when he leaves and he comes back, that was supposed to be like Superman 5. That was like Christopher
yeah.
Reeves coming back.
Yeah.
I never fucking knew that.
Yeah. It's
and
still
so
a
now,
continuation
so
reboot.
So now I'm like, oh, that's great. It's a great movie. That
yeah,
makes perfect
a soft
sense.
Reboot.
It makes
yeah.
perfect sense. But it's not even a soft reboot. It's like still.
It technically is because it's the same story, different actor. That's it. That's
well, no,
all
yeah.
soft
well,
reboot. All right. Really
well,
is.
But the fact that they continued different. And ended that story kind of like.
Yeah.
At least, like, Superman kind of got his...
That's
like,
why I appreciate
like,
it.
Superman got his fucking his balls back.
Yeah,
he's got his mojo.
Well, yeah, that's why I always loved it, because it was like, they didn't want to reboot it. They still continue the Superman story. It's just Christopher Reeve couldn't do it. So
and honestly,
they were like, who looks like him that can be Superman?
But honestly,
they got
I think
guy.
If they would have did a second one, I think it would have been dope.
Yeah, yeah, with the sun. No, before we get too much into Superman, because there is something about Superman.
Oh, yeah,
talk
we're
about.
Spiraling. We're going all over.
Yeah, but I do remember reading about the Flash movie, and Ezra Miller apparently, because there's a guy that looks like him that's playing like a different Barry Allen in the movie that's talking to Barry.
Yeah.
But Ezra said that he's playing both characters, so I'm sure that they'll CGI his face onto the other actor or do something like that to make him look like Ezra.
No, because, I did see that thing about
yeah,
that.
But Ezra said that he's playing Reverse Flash and
have you,
Flash.
Have you seen that Grant Gustin might have a part.
No, that's supposed to tie into his show. Why Ezra Miller shows up. It's supposed to, supposed to be in the movie.
Would be great.
Yeah, which ties into because, the show. Amazing.
Because he deserves that.
Oh, he's still number one Flash.
And I feel bad because I need to start season 4.
Honestly, the show's getting bad.
No. I don't care. I stuck with it. I wrote it out for so fucking long.
First
I loved
three
it.
Seasons
and I
are
loved
still
it.
The f- well, best. The first,
but I loved it, and then I wrote Arrow out till season 4 or 5. And I'm like, and I was DC Legends till season 2.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I gotta, you know what I mean?
Supergirl, though, I'm never
No,
watching.
Never.
Fuck that show.
I'll only watch the episodes that...
They put the least amount of money into that show for a reason.
I'll only watch the episodes that link into the big events.
Yeah, like... The crossovers with Arrow and Flash.
Yeah.
Like the one with the Nazis and the alien invasion and all the crisis on Infinite Earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, dude, that show's the worst out of all of them.
No, it's absolutely terrible. I forced myself to watch 5 episodes.
At least Flash
and
Arrow.
Dude, I'm telling you.
All
right. No. I'm telling you, right? You watch any show, one episode, slow. All right. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I just started the show. Yeah. Second episode, a little bit slow. Leading into something.
At least 5 episodes
like,
in there, you're hooked.
But nah. But I think a good show by episode 4, you're kicking.
Yeah.
You're kicking butts.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, you're in this, bitch. The wheels are rolling.
If it catches
I watched
you on
6
5,
episodes. I watched 6 episodes, bro. One sitting, getting high. Having a good old... Feeling good myself. But the show is just...
And it's no hate on Supergirl. I like Supergirl as a character. I'm hyped for the new Supergirl in the Flash movie.
No,
she looks like she's going to be a good Supergirl.
No, she's
but
hyped.
The
I dig,
show?
Dude, I
terrible.
Dig, dude, and I'm hating all the backlash because I dig hers, the actress. I dig the
she
I dig
looks
the
like
suit.
Henry Cavill's cousin right there.
I dig the suit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
She looks great.
And they did the same emblem. They're paying homage. And then they made it looks great.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, this is what we need.
All the hatred that everybody's showing towards it, I hate it. I'm like, dude. Just quit fucking hate dogging it.
Yeah, wait till it comes out. Everyone hated on Heath Ledger and look how much praise he gets. And it's like, he's not my favorite Joker, but he's my second or third favorite, you know? So it says something. Because it's like Joaquin Phoenix and
Excuse
Jack
me.
Nicholson are still my two first favorites. I like Joaquin Phoenix as my
favorite. Oh, man. Dude, and we're then, going down a black hole. All dude.
Right. Never mind.
No,
all
hold
right.
on. No.
Hold on. All right, but what we were saying about Superman, I have been wanting to watch the Lois and Clark show, though, because I know that his kids are in it, and I saw that one of his kids might turn evil.
Well, dude, I don't honestly, too, man, like, the quality of the show looks crazy.
Phenomenal. Like way better than Supergirl.
Way better Definitely. Than, way better than, like...
Almost The Flash.
All of them, kind of.
Yeah. Steel looks great.
Oh, and have you... Oh, man, they're still, like, right now, I just saw a thing where, like, they're really thinking about making Jensen Ackles the Batman in the CW.
That'd be tight.
No,
I like him more as
No,
Red
I just
Hood,
saw
but...
this thing, man, where they said the CW what execs, whatever the fuck. I don't know. Fuck them fools.
Yeah.
But like they're real, like he's probably going to be the guy.
See, what hurts me is like he will always be Red Hood to me. He's the perfect Jason.
Oh,
Todd.
Yeah, of course. But he'd be a great Batman for the
oh,
CW.
No, definitely. He's already voicing Batman in the animated long.
No, I know. And they're like, why can't we just have him on there?
He loves the Batman universe.
And he's got physique for it.
Oh, yeah.
And the definitely. CW, he's got the perfect physique.
What hurts me the most is everyone's always like, he's too old to play Jason Todd. And I'm like, what's wrong with the Jason Todd story where he's in his older years, still being Red Hood, doing what he does?
Yeah.
Like, we see Batman when he's in his 50s being Batman, so I don't see no problem.
They already played old Batman where he's fucking in a chair.
Yeah, and it's just like, I get so tired.
And they already took one Batgirl, killed her off, and got another.
Yeah, I get so tired of that argument where it's like, I want to see Jason Todd in his 20s. Okay, I don't fucking care.
They're already bringing that with Titan Season 3.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, we're going to see that. Yeah, exactly how you said. But it's like, Jensen Ackles, I feel like, can be the best, oldest Red Hood that we've seen because he cosplays Red Hood all the time. He's
Have
like,
you
I
watched any
character.
Of the Titans?
No, I've wanted to, but it's
what
like,
about
I've heard that it's kind
what
of
about,
back and forth on quality.
Well, hold on. What about Doom Patrol?
No, I've wanted to watch Doom Patrol though, because I like.
I've watched Doom Patrol. Three
DC's X-Men.
I've watched three episodes of Doom Patrol with Antoine when it first came out.
Yeah,
it's phenomenal.
See,
but now that I have Doom Patrol. Now that you know, I got your boy Raymond's HBO Max. I've been abusing it.
Yeah, no, I've been wanting it, but it's like fuck. It's on your PS4, and I can't get it on mine.
I abuse it.
I know.
I watch Aqua Teen.
Dude, it has all the Godzilla movies.
I watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I watch Samurai Jack.
It's got all the Ben 10.
But I'm about to watch, like, what were we just talking about?
The DC anime
movies? No, Titans. I'm about to start watching Titans on there because it's on there, bitch. I need to watch it.
I know. It's like, I love HBO Max. Honestly, I've shit on it a lot, but I'll give HBO Max this. Disney Plus makes you pay for movies that come out in theaters.
That's bullshit.
HBO Max goes, oh, this movie came out in theaters? Watch it for free at home.
For 30 days.
Yeah, because you're
They give you 30 days.
Yeah, and you're a subscriber, though. So they're like, 30 days. 30 days is plenty of time to watch movies.
It's plenty of time.
Yeah, and it's like Disney's
like the only
thing
that I hate is always forget. Like, I'll be like, oh, this movie's probably on here. Then I go to look at it. I'm like, fuck.
Well, I'll be honest. We watched Godzilla vs. Kong, and I was pretty satisfied with it compared to watching Black Widow. And someone paid $30 for Black Widow. And I'll just say I was pretty disappointed with Black Widow.
I paid $30 for Black Widow.
Yeah, and I'll say it was pretty disappointing compared to watching Godzilla vs. Kong.
Dude, I was in it for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
45 minutes of it?
Oh, no, yeah. The first like 50 minutes, I was like, this is great. And then once they started showing Taskmaster and then all this fight scenes with Natasha,
dude,
I was like, I don't care.
Yeah,
dude. I don't fucking care.
The moment, the moment after they defaced Taskmaster, it was over.
Oh, what a disappointment, because Taskmaster is one of my top five.
No, dude, I was honestly hoping it was like Clint.
See, me too. I was like, if it was Clint,
dude,
it
was Clint,
make sense.
That would be sick.
It would make the most sense.
Because then, like, him leaving after that, leading into, like, Ronin.
Yeah.
It would almost make sense.
Yeah, it'd make the most sense.
You know what I mean? After that,
that's what I thought.
See, like, after him being Taskmaster, he had his mind controlled again. He fucking takes off, goes back home. Well, he contacts S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever the fuck. Goes back home with his family. Then, you know, fucking Infinity Wars happens. His family's gone. He really doesn't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
So then he goes and becomes the Ronin.
Well, like,